Well, good morning, Stanley County. This is Maximize Your Health Radio, where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and you can be set free from today's health crisis. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick S. I'm here to teach, coach, inspire, and help you and your loved ones live your lives to your fullest health potential. Now listen, if you have a health problem, I have health solutions. Maybe it is you just have one specific health concern or complaint, or God forbid you have numerous health problems. Well, I'm here. I want to help you overcome those concerns, and I want to help you take charge of your health so that you can live the life that God wants for you. Now listen, maybe it's that you just want to lose some weight, or maybe you want to reverse diabetes. Well, this is the show for you. Perhaps you just never want to get things like cancer or heart disease. Or maybe you just have some general questions about health or nutrition. This is the show for you. All you need to do is log into www.askdrpatrick.com. That's www.askdrpatrick.com. And either click the Facebook social media icon in the upper right-hand corner to post your question, or click the email icon to email a personal question to me at askdrpatrick1@gmail.com. So again, that's askdrpatrick1@gmail.com. Now, I've lived here locally in Stanfield, North Carolina. I work in Locust. I also work in Charlotte. I've been treating patients utilizing natural health care for the past 13 years, and it's my mission to help you make sense of all the media hype, all the misinformation out there, so that you can make a transformation in your health. So listen, if you're driving, this would be the time to pull over. You know, if you're doing chores, this is the time to stop. Take a break. If you're watching television or if you're surfing the internet, stop. Get out a pen, get out a piece of paper, start taking some notes, because we're going to just dive right in. Listen, I have an amazing show lined up for you today. Today we're going to be talking about the flu. We're going to be talking about the flu shot. We're going to talk about, you know, what you can do naturally to help prevent yourself from even getting the flu. Listen, I love this time of year. I love when the weather gets cool. I love opening the windows in the house. I love sleeping at night in the bed with the cold air coming in and kind of just getting, you know, curled up in the bed. I love it. But we also know that with the cold weather generally comes some sicknesses, right? So we're not outside as much anymore. We're not outside in the sun. We are wearing longer clothes. We're covering up our skin. We're not getting enough vitamin D during this cold season. And so what we typically see is we start to see some people starting to come down with cold symptoms, cold viruses, the flu virus. You know, this is considered the flu season, but in all reality, there's no such thing as a flu season. It's not like the flu virus only comes around during the cooler months or the colder months. It's around all year long. It just so happens that there are reasons that people's immune systems get weaker during this time, and that's why they're more susceptible to getting viruses or getting bacterial infections, and then you'll start to see some level of sickness or illness within them. So we're going to jump into the flu, so hang in there. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stick around. We're talking flu today. Now, for the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about cancer. I have an amazing workshop lined up for you. I'm going to host a workshop in Locust at my clinic on October the 2nd. It's a Thursday evening. It's at 6:30 p.m. I'm going to teach you how you can boost your immune system, how you can build a titanium immune system so that you don't have to worry about getting the flu. You don't have to worry about getting a cold virus or a bacteria or an infection. You don't have to worry about getting illnesses like cancers and diabetes. I'm going to take you step by step and show you exactly what you need to do to boost your immune system, to keep it working at 100%, 100% of the time, fighting off cancers, fighting off viruses, fighting off bacterias, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you want to come to this workshop, there is a $10 fee associated with it, because I'm going to be showing you some things. We're going to have some hands-on stuff. I'm going to show you some supplements. If you want to come for free, then all you need to do is call right now, today, 704-989-4600. Leave your name, leave your telephone number, and leave your email address. Let me know that you heard me on the radio show today. You want to come to the workshop. I will save tickets for you. I'm running out of seats. I only can fit 25 people in the clinic at the venue. So I only have 25 seats. I've already given away 11 seats. So I only have 14 more seats available. So if you want to get in for free to this event, call 704-989-4600, and I'll walk you through exactly how to keep your body as strong and as healthy as possible without having to require vaccinations, without having to require the flu shot, etc. So give me a call, 704-989-4600. Leave your name, telephone number, email address. Let me know how many tickets you need. I have 14 spaces available right now, and I look forward to hearing from you regarding that. All right, so let's jump into the flu. I want to talk flu, because I get fired up this time of season. It's on television. Get your free flu vaccine. Get your free flu shot. It's on, you see little posters up around the sidewalks, the driveways. Free flu vaccine at Walgreens, at CVS, at, you know, wherever. Get your free flu shot. Well, that, first of all, when I hear the word free flu shot, it makes me wonder, how in the world could a company be giving away something for free? So I'm going to get into exactly how that happens even. But before we get into that, I want to walk you through a little bit of the history of the flu. So when I talk, especially when I talk to nursing groups, or I talk in front of doctors, and I start talking about, you know, having a strong immune system, having this titanium immune system, that I never worry about getting the flu. I don't ever get the flu vaccine. I'm not telling you not to do it or to do it. I mean, that's a decision you have to make for yourself. I never have gotten it. I've never gotten the flu. I'll never get the flu shot. So when I talk to doctors and nurses and I say to them, listen, if your immune system is working at 100%, if it's fired up at 100%, is it possible for you to get the flu? Yes or no? And the answer is simply no. It's not. Because what does our immune system do for us every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Our immune system is constantly on the lookout for harmful particles, harmful bacteria, harmful elements, harmful viruses. It's looking for these things when they get into our body, and it's attacking them immediately, attacking that stuff, killing it off so that we don't get sick, we don't get ill, we don't come down with symptoms. So if I say to you, if my immune system is working at 100%, would I even need the flu shot? Absolutely, I would not, right? So if someone were to inject me, if I were to take a nasal spray with the flu virus in it, and I stick it up my nose and squirt it in my nose, and my immune system is working at 100%, immediately what will happen is my body will recognize that there is a virus that doesn't belong there, and my immune system will begin to attack that virus, thus keeping me from ever getting sick with the flu or dying from the flu. So let's talk about a little bit of history about the flu. Now, when I speak to nurses and doctors, the big thing they say is they say, well, what about the flu pandemic? What about the 1918 pandemic of the flu, and millions of people across the world died because they got the flu? It's this scare tactic. Listen, first of all, this was 1918 we're talking about. I have no idea what was going on in 1918, but I did a little bit of history. I looked back in time. and I started researching what was life like back in 19. Well, here's the deal with 1918 and the flu. The statistics show that in America, when the flu virus finally came from Europe, basically we're talking around World War I, right? So that was around 1914 to 1918, 1919. And what was happening is that soldiers in Europe were starting to get, basically they got sick. They got the flu. They got the influenza virus. They got sick, and when they were going into the civilization and they were being placed into care with their families or relatives or neighbors or what have you, is that they started to then spread the flu virus to civilians. And then when these military men were coming back home and they were going to ports like Boston, Massachusetts port, as they were starting to bring and spread the influenza virus amongst those people, and then, you know, the flu virus just swiftly starts to pass across the country. It goes from city to city, town to town, and people that have weakened immune systems or are immunocompromised start to get sick. They start to get the flu. And it's not the flu that's going to kill you, because if you look at statistics and you read some of the statistics, is they say that most people who got the flu actually recovered from the flu within about 7 to 10 days, which is pretty typical still today. If someone gets the flu, is that there's a recovery period of about 7 to 10 days. So it says most people who got the flu recovered within 7 to 10 days. Now, back in 1918, if we look at the population size of America, there were about 105 million people throughout the United States. Of that 105 million people throughout the United States, 675,000 people died from complications of the flu, meaning that they didn't necessarily die from the flu itself. What they died from is they died from like the pneumonia that came on as a result of their weakened immune system. So they started to get fluid in their lungs, and that's what caused their death. But we're looking at 105 million people in the population, 675,000 people died in the year 1918. If we were to talk statistics today, we have well over 1.5 million people who contract cancer, who will be diagnosed this year with cancer. So when you compare apples to oranges, or apples to apples even here, 675,000 out of 105 million population versus 1.5 million out of, we're at about 319 million in our population. We're still saying cancer is far more of an epidemic than the flu virus is, or than getting the influenza virus. Because now if you were to look at statistics, you're looking at maybe a few thousand people who die from complications of the flu out of 317 million population here in the United States. Yet you see commercial after commercial after commercial, get your flu shot, you signs everywhere, get your free flu shot. But we don't hear about people, you know, with cancer. I mean, of course, we're in September, we're in October, so we're talking about Cancer Awareness Month, we're talking about raising funds for cancer. But you don't hear about all the deadly deaths from cancer this day or this week or this month or this year. Yet we push and push and push this flu virus thing every single season, every single, you know, cool kind of winter months, fall, winter month of time. But that's statistically, that's what happened. So in 1918, the influenza virus basically mutated and it spread across the world. And there were, according to them, in the Americas, 675,000 people who died from complications of the flu. But does that mean that the flu virus then was deadly to everybody? Well, of course not, because they said that most people actually healed from the flu. They may have gotten the influenza virus, they may have gotten runny nose, fever, you know, that kind of stuff, but they all recovered from the flu within 7 to 10 days. And does that also mean that the flu virus wasn't around in 1917 or 1919? What about those years? when, you know, how come when the flu virus wasn't around then, how come mass quantities of people didn't die? How come there wasn't no pandemic or no epidemic? Well, it just happened again that this particular flu virus mutated to some new strain that, and then during this time of war, people's immune systems are weaker, people are stressed. We're in World War I, the first world war we've ever been in. So people's immune systems are down. They're weaker than they should be. And now when this virus comes spreading through town, is they're gonna succumb to something. So that's 1918. But now let's take a look. Here's another pandemic. So we went from having the flu pandemic of 1918, where 675,000 people died from complications of the flu virus, meaning they died of pneumonia or some other complication, to now the next pandemic from the flu. Here is in 1957 to 1958. This time, 70,000 people die from the flu. So now we have another mutated flu virus coming around, and 70,000 people only die from the flu. And now we have another pandemic comes up in 1967 to 68, so 10 years later. This time only 33,000 people die from complications of the flu. And I know what some people are saying, well, that's because, you know, we had the flu virus. We had the flu shot for people then. Because in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s is when scientists actually identified the different strains of influenza, influenza A, influenza B, influenza C. And so they started to make these vaccines based upon the studies or findings of these different influenza types. And so that's what doctors will say. They'll say, well, the reason that fewer people died or succumbed to the after effects of the flu virus is because of the fact that people were getting vaccinated, which still isn't entirely true because not everyone's getting vaccinated during this time. They're still having mass media hype about get vaccinated, but not everyone chooses to do it, just like not everyone chooses to do it right now today. This is exactly the reason that I personally choose not to get the flu virus. But there are other reasons that I choose not to get the flu virus. It's basically what is the flu, what's in the shot itself. So here I am. I went to the CDC's website, and on their website is they put down exactly all the contents that are within every single vaccine that's produced in America, or that's given to our children, or that's given to adults. And so here I am. I've taken this chart off the CDC's website, which is the Center for Disease Control. We're talking about our governmental agency, a governmental body. And here are all the different influenza viruses listed out by their different brand names or their different trade names. And so here we have in the Afluria influenza virus, thimerosal. Now, if you don't know what thimerosal is, it's a mercury compound. When you put mercury and you inject it directly into your bloodstream, what it does is it can get right up past your blood-brain barrier and then it sticks to fat cells. Mercury sticks to fat cells. See, mercury is poisonous. I think we all know this. If you don't know this, mercury is a heavy metal that's incredibly toxic. So if I were to say stand in my children's middle school with a thermometer, with the mercury bulb, and I take that thermometer and I drop it on the ground and the mercury gets out into onto the floor, what has to happen immediately is that entire school has to be evacuated, number one, and then a hazmat team, so people in these suits, right, from head to toe, have to come in and clean up the spill. That's just how dangerous mercury is. So, but yet they seem to think it's okay to put mercury inside of these vaccinations to help stabilize the vaccination so that it doesn't spoil. And then they think it's okay to inject it directly into your bloodstream or into your child's bloodstream. Here's another one, the Agriflu. It's another brand name of flu virus or flu sh not flu virus, but flu shot. In this one, they have formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is something that we inject in dead people, right? After someone passes, after they die, we use it to help stabilize their body, to preserve their body. Yet they think it's okay to put inside a shot to then inject it directly into the bloodstream of your arm or into that of your children. Then they have things like ammonium, and aluminum. That's one of the new things they're putting in now, because they need to stabilize, again, these viruses. So they have to put some kind of a metal in there to do that. So if you don't want to get a flu virus or a flu shot that has thimerosal with mercury in it, then you're going to get one that has aluminum in it. And aluminum does the exact same thing. Aluminum is a heavy metal. It's toxic. It gets past the blood-brain barrier. It attaches to the fat in your brain. And then when you get too much aluminum in your brain, you start to see symptoms of Alzheimer's. So we know that research scientifically, it's proven that too much aluminum poisoning or toxicity within your body can lead to Alzheimer's. So I'm not putting this garbage in my bloodstream. I don't know if you're putting this garbage in your bloodstream, but I'm not for it. So how do we prevent ourselves then from getting the flu? What else can we do? Instead of taking the flu shot, what can we do? Well, that's what my workshop's all about. That's what I'm gonna teach you. When you come to my workshop, I'm gonna teach you, number one, how to never get cancer, how to cure cancer, how to fight cancer, but how to build a titanium immune system, a super strong, highly functioning immune system, so that when you do come in contact with a bacteria or a virus or something else, that your body will fight it off naturally. If you wanna come to this event, listen, I'm running out of tickets, I'm running out of seats, I only had 14 remaining when I started this show. I'm running out of seats. You have to call my number, 704-989-4600. If you want to come and not pay the $10 fee, I'll do it for you for free, but you have to call the number, leave your name, leave your telephone number, leave your email address. I will email you the tickets. I will email you all the information regarding the workshop. And then you can sit firsthand with me and learn exactly what needs to be done to protect your body from illnesses and sicknesses and diseases. This is going to be held again on Thursday evening, October the 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in Locust, right in my clinic, 704-989-4600. Let me know how many tickets you want, how many tickets you need. All right, so earlier I was talking, if you're just joining us, by the way, this is Dr. Patrick S. with Maximize Your Health Radio, and we're talking flu. I was talking earlier about how is it possible that you can get a free flu shot? Because let's face it, these companies that make the flu vaccine, they're corporations. And if you know anything about capitalism, you know that corporations have only one thing in mind, and that is to make a profit. They don't care about anything else except for the bottom line. Are they making money? Yes, or are they not making money? So they have to make money for themselves. They have to make money for their shareholders or their stockholders. Corporations are out to make money. So then here I am thinking, well, how is it then a corporation is just going to spend millions of dollars to make these flu vaccines, to research which flu virus potentially might be floating around, because we never know which one it is, right? They always have to guess, because these flu viruses, they're constantly mutating. So which flu virus is floating around? And then they're going to just give that away? Because, let me tell you, it's because they care about the health of you and your child, correct? Wrong answer. Because if they did, let's face it, if they really cared about the health of you and your child, they would give all their stuff away for free. They'd give away their medicines for free. They'd give away all their vaccines for free, right? So I started to research, well, really, what does it mean, free? Well, here I am again on the CDC website. And on the CDC website, what they'll tell you is they'll tell you exactly how much money it costs the government to purchase the flu vaccine from these companies. So that's where they're actually making their money, is the CDC is buying flu vaccines from these companies. Right here, we have all the different types of influenza vaccines, and we have all the different brand names from basically, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4 companies. There are only four companies that they purchase flu viruses from, or apparently there are only four companies that even make the flu virus. So they're going to purchase from these four companies flu viruses so that then the government can start to give these out to local and state authorities, and then they can give them out for free. So really, who's picking up the bill for the flu virus? It's the taxpayer. It's you. It's me. We're paying for this flu virus. So here's how much money. According to the CDC, let's say they want to buy the what's called Fluzone. If they want to buy one vial of Fluzone, it would cost them $7.75 per vial or per dose. If you were to sell, if you were to sell this dose to your local medical doctor, your medical doctor would have to pay $10.69 per dose to get this flu virus. So the government makes a contract with these four companies, and here is what they are offering them. They requested 12,650,000 doses of influenza virus vaccines be made for adults for the 2014-2015 flu season. And in exchange, they're going to pay these four companies $146,574,853.20. So when we talk about giving away the flu vaccine for free, don't think that these companies are giving away the flu vaccine for free, because they're not. They just got over almost $150 million to make the flu virus, to sell it to the government so that the government in turn could then give it to state agencies and local authorities and then have them give it away for free. So there you go. It's not free. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. Now we know. And guess what? This happens every single year. How would you like to have a company knowing that the government's going to come to you every single year, give you $150 million so that you can provide them with a product? That's a corporation I'd love to own. I'd love to have a company where the government comes to me and pays me $150 million. I mean, that'd be phenomenal. Year after year after year, I just rely upon that. That'd be fantastic. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts about the flu. We went into kind of the history of the flu, the 1918 pandemic. There was an 1890 pandemic. We talked about the 57 and the 67 pandemics. We talked about the cost of the flu. We talked about ingredients in the flu like formaldehyde and mercury and aluminum. So now I want to talk to you then about what can you do to prevent yourself from getting the flu should you decide not to get the flu vaccine. So if you're like me and you're saying, no way I want the flu shot, then here are some simple things that you can do. Number one, start boosting your vitamin D levels. If you're not taking a vitamin D supplement, especially during these cooler months, these winter months, when you're wearing long sleeve shirts, you're bundled up, you're not spending time outside in the sun, then you've got to start ramping up your vitamin D. I personally take 5,000 international units of vitamin D every single day as a maintenance dose. I know that most doctors, if they recommend vitamin D, they'll tell you 1,000 units. But I like to make sure that my D numbers are up in the 50, 60, 70, 80 ranges when I do blood testing. That way I know I'm have a significant amount of vitamin D to help me fight off not just flu viruses, but all kinds of other sicknesses and illnesses and diseases and things like cancers and that sort of stuff. Well, listen, we're running out of time. So if you want to learn more things that you can do to boost your immune system to make a super strong, what I call titanium immune system, give me a call at this phone number, 704-989-4600. You can join me at my workshop. It's Thursday evening, October the 2nd. It's going to be at 6:30 at night in Locust at my clinic. Just call the number 704-989-4600. Leave your name, your telephone number, your email address, and I'll send you tickets. I'll send you the information. We'll get you registered. So this has been another wonderful show. I hope you're learning something through this. I appreciate you guys listening every single Saturday. Join me again next week. Next week, I'm going to talk about lab testing. I want to talk about you know, what lab tests should be run on an annual basis if you're already healthy. So we're going to dive right into lab testing. So stay tuned for that one. I look forward to speaking with you guys next Saturday. Have a blessed weekend.